Reignite on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. We know that your focus is on your business. That's why ours is on supporting you.
Now, one woman who spends a lot of time thinking about how to invest in more women like Marissa Carter is Mary McKenna of Awaken Hub, a cross-border female founder community. Mary is a serial tech entrepreneur and a keen angel investor. Mary, paint a picture for women fundraising today. Is it just harder for women to get financed?
Great question, Anya. It definitely is more difficult for women to access finance. Even if you look at the number of women that access things like the small business loans in Northern Ireland, it's a fraction of the number of men that go for these things. Minister Coveney knows it's an issue, and that's why he's been travelling around the country, having roundtable discussions with many, many women entrepreneurs and hearing it directly from the horse's mouth about how difficult women are finding it. It's the reason why British Business Bank and InterTrade Ireland are sponsoring Awaken Angels, our new angel syndicate, because they see market failure in this space. Enterprise Ireland has had a strategy for increasing the number of women entrepreneurs in Ireland, as has Invest NI, for many years. So it is a little bit disappointing that they don't seem to be able to achieve what the strategy set out to do. What are the reasons for this? And I'm sure that you've got your own opinions on this as well as an entrepreneur yourself, Anya, but I think women do have a different attitude than men do to risk. But I think a lot of the issue as well is its lack of awareness and lack of understanding. That's where we come in as Awaken Hub and She Generate, is that we try to help women promote their business to investors in the correct way and a more positive way so that they can access that money. You know, it does come down to having a decent business and a good plan. But you do have to be adept at working through the processes. And if you're not aware of them, you can't do that.
If the problem was well understood and we look at a lot of the diversity trends, you know, more diverse teams, female-led businesses, it feels like we have defined a problem. And you look globally, the percentage of funding is as low as 3% to 6% when it comes to VC funding. What is the gap still, though, between closing that problem and understanding and realising the opportunity? Because it feels unfair to put it back on women, say, oh, we're risk-averse and people don't understand what we're trying to do.
I know one of Roseanne Kelly, who runs Women in Business Northern Ireland, one of her favourite sayings is, will you please stop trying to fix the women? It's not the women that are at fault. Yeah. It's the system and it is the processes. But a lot of these, Anya, are long-standing and they've been in place for a long time. But I think there are a few things happening which, you know, which we're involved into, which we think are going to start making a difference. I knew that you were going to ask me about the percentages as well of women angels. And so I did a little bit of research on this. Germany's the leading European. 14% of German angels are women. I couldn't tell you what the number is in Ireland because there are no statistics. Yeah. I've heard the old HBAN people say that they had 12% of their database was women. I actually don't believe that. I don't think that they were active investors because I used to go to the meetings and I never saw any other women at all. And I know in Northern Ireland there were some statistics produced, but at the end of the day, when you scratch the surface, it was actually men that were investing and putting the shares in their wives' names. So it was inflating the numbers. So we don't even really know what they are in Ireland.
You believe there is a gap in the market and you're calling them Awaken Angels, where women maybe with like $2,000 that they have tucked away as savings, that they could take that $2,000 and start to invest it in women-led businesses and hopefully see a return on that investment.
Absolutely. So the technology that exists these days to run a syndication platform has meant that we've been able to reduce that ticket price down to the $2,000, as you say there, so that you can make investment in early stage businesses available to the many, not the few. You don't have to be a high net worth. You don't have to be a millionaire. And this is the part of the investment ecosystem that is most important for women because they find it really difficult to access that very early stage capital. And that's what your angels provide. It's first money in. Women need the money to get started and to get started building.
There are arguments out there, Mary, that there should be quotas, you know, that if you're an Enterprise Ireland or you're VC, maybe getting Enterprise Ireland monies directly, that if you're going to invest in a business, that a quota of those businesses every year should be female-led. So there's the whole quota debate. There are then those who will say if women only fundraise from women-led VCs, and there aren't that many of them globally, that it does come at a cost. And we've seen this attribution bias that Harvard Business Review has started to talk about that is grounded in some research. What do you say to maybe the naysayers who say, no, no, women should go fundraise from all VCs, men and women alike, as opposed to taking a women-only approach?
So I would be a bit of a fan of quotas, Anya. I mean, not for everything, but it certainly has helped with the 30% club and that type of thing on in terms of the boards of large corporates. You know, right across Europe, that has been addressed to some degree. I know the article that you're talking about in terms of the attribution bias. I find it a little negative. It's a bit like, you know, you can watch the famous TEDx talk about how women get asked different questions at by VCs. They get asked preventative questions rather than promotional questions about their business. There are many, many examples of women who have raised money from women investors and have gone on to build fantastic businesses. You know, Bumble would be a prime example of one. I really wish that the research institutes and the universities would perhaps put those big brains to work of thinking of some things that were more positive rather than negative, because they're out there if they went and looked hard enough for them.
Because this attribution bias, and it's based on 2000 VC-backed startups, it went on to say when people see that a female founder received funding from a male investor, they assume it's because she is competent and her startup is strong. But if the same founder only has female investors, then people are more likely to assume that her success is due to her gender rather than her competence.
Yeah, what do you think? Can come down to people telling them that they didn't have their hair done properly. You know, I mean, stupid, silly things like this that in this day and age should not be issues. I mean, they really shouldn't. Women shouldn't be asked at interviews about when they're raising investment for their fantastic business, you know, what their situation is in terms of their children and their, you know, they ask.
Is that
they
still
ask
happening
them,
in this?
That's still happening. They'll ask them, but is it really your husband that's behind this business or your partner? And, you know, it just really undermines women's confidence. And the really sad thing about this is they sometimes get these questions from other women too. So everybody needs to just grow up a bit, I think.
In all of that, like, so it sounds like there's a lot of frustrated female founders out there, but they're a resilient bunch. I know a lot of them. What do you think are the qualities? Like, you're constantly investing in startups and founders. What do you think are the qualities that make a great entrepreneur?
Yeah. Also, I would say before I answer your question, Anya, there are many, many women in Ireland that are starting fantastic businesses, and we see them every day of the week coming through Awaken Hub. You know, it isn't a lack of women. It's a lack of investment. It is what you've just described. It's getting up every day, getting back on that horse and making sure that you know what your priorities are and really working on bringing your project forward every day. That's the quality of successful entrepreneurs.
And what about for you now, Mary? Like, you've done the startups, you've done the exit, you're investing, you're advising. What drives you on now?
It's the inequalities in the Irish ecosystem, I think, is one of my driving forces, Anya. I am determined to, along with my colleagues at Awaken Hub, give it our best shot at trying to fix this. It isn't a great state of affairs.
And as you do that, I feel like you're always on the move, Mary. Every time I look at your LinkedIn.
And I say I'm like a shark, aren't you? Always moving.
Are you grounded in any one place? Like, is there anywhere that the office is, that home is now?
I live in Donegal. And I mean, it's a great place to live, but I do travel a lot. I mean, the entire team, I think we were on the road for 13 consecutive weeks, and we covered Berlin, Paris, London, Dublin many times, New York twice. You can do a lot from your desk, but you do have to get out there and meet people because networking is so, so important.
As you've been on the move a lot, you won two prestigious awards within days of each other. You're definitely the first Irish entrepreneur and angel investor to have done that. So huge congratulations. How important is it getting those awards? Do you have a moment of pride for yourself, or does it just drive you on for more?
I think it's probably quite telling that I've never applied for any of those awards before. So this is very much linked into our mission with Awaken Angels. The timing was perfect because it's given me massive profile that I can then use to push my mission forward. So, you know, going after awards that aren't part of a bigger picture is probably a bit of a waste of time. But doing something that shines a spotlight on something that you specifically want people to know about, then that's an award that's worth going for. And that's what's happened with those two. So it's been great, yeah.
Well, continued good luck to you, Mary McKenna, serial tech entrepreneur, co-founder of Awaken Hub, investor and doer of many other things. Thank you so much for joining us on Reignite.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, Anya, and great to chat with you this morning. And small call to action, any women out there that haven't yet joined Awaken Hub, come and do so.